Dear Editor, I am writing to express my serious concerns regarding the recent and unexpected closure of the Ontario Science Centre. On Friday, June 21, at 4 p.m., the Ontario government announced the immediate and indefinite closure of this iconic landmark. The Ontario Science Centre, a celebrated 1969 building designed by the esteemed Japanese-Canadian architect Raymond Moriyama, has been a pillar of education and innovation for decades. The Doug Ford government cited an engineering report by RIMCUS to justify the closure, stating that the report identified serious structural issues with the Ontario Science Centre building. According to Infrastructure Ontario, while these issues are not expected to pose a threat until winter, the intervening months are necessary for staff to safely vacate the building. However, a closer examination of the report suggests a different narrative. The report indicates that the building's key exhibition areas could continue to operate safely for years to come, even without immediate structural roof repairs. This discrepancy raises questions about the true motives behind the closure. As residents of Northern Ontario, we should be deeply concerned about this decision. The Ontario Science Centre has been a significant educational resource for our students, many of whom have visited on school trips or family vacations to Toronto. While we are fortunate to have Science North in Sudbury, this sudden closure sets a worrying precedent. Who is to say that Science North or other public institutions, such as our provincial parks, will not face similar fates under the current government's policies? The abrupt closure of the Ontario Science Centre appears to be more of a political maneuver than a necessary safety measure. During the last election, there was no mention in the Progressive Conservative Party's platform about the potential sell-off of public institutions. This lack of transparency and disregard for public input is very troubling. It is imperative that we, as Northern Ontario residents, remain vigilant and voice our concerns. Just like Ontario Place, the closure of the Ontario Science Centre is not just a loss for Toronto, but for the entire province. We must advocate for the preservation of our public institutions and ensure that any decisions made are in the best interest of all Ontarians. C. Closing Science Centre unnecessary, says firm of architect who designed building. If you want to read the report for yourself, please go here. Sincerely, David Thompson, North Bay.